Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z.
Welcome to Straight Talk. It's good to be with you again, and thank you for tuning in. Today we have an interesting guest to talk about some additional programs that we have here at the National Federation of the Blind. But before we get to our guest, I'd like to talk to you about our upcoming Washington seminar. On January 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st, we've got over 500 of our members from all over the country that will be coming in to Washington, D.C. for a concerted effort to educate our congressmen and senators about issues that are real important to blind people. Every year we pick three major topics, and usually some of them involve legislation that we want to introduce into the Congress. And our members divide up according to states and visit their congressmen and senators. On Monday evening, the 29th of January, we have the big gathering in meeting, which all of us are assembled in one meeting to discuss these issues and get ready for our Hill visits the rest of the week. It's an exciting time, and if any of you ever want to join us, it's open to anyone who'd love to come. So you can keep watch of the issues that will be talked about at Washington Seminar on our website and give us a call if you want to learn more about it. But let's now go to our guest today. Our guest today is Ron Gardner. Ron Gardner is the president of the NFB of Utah, so he comes to us from Utah, and he's also spearheading a very exciting project this summer called the March for Independence. So let's go talk to Ron. Well, our guest today is Ron Gardner, as I mentioned, and welcome, Ron.
It's nice to be here, Betsy.
Good, good. Ron has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for some time and, of course, is a significant leader as president of our Utah affiliate. So I thought it would be nice that we started off with you kind of letting our guests know a little bit about who you are. So if you could tell us a little bit about how you came to the NFB and what it's done for you.
Well, thank you. I was born with macular degeneration and have been blind all my life. By second or third grade, I couldn't read print and didn't have the opportunity back then to learn Braille. I didn't learn about the National Federation of the Blind until I was 24 years old, graduating from college. At that time, I got a call from my older brother, Norm Gardner, and he said a man would be calling me, and lo and behold, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan gave me a call. And soon I was talking with Jim Omvig and others about the National Federation of the Blind. And I found that it was really an exciting organization. It had a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. And when you were younger, you had more vision than you have now.
Significantly more vision.
But yet, you use a lot of alternative techniques and regard yourself as a blind person, right?
I do. Dr. Z, my story really doesn't begin at age 24 when I found the National Federation of the Blind, because although I was very interested and although I saw the value of the organization, my life at that time consisted of my family and going to law school. Mm-hmm. And I just, for one reason or another, didn't stay real active in the organization at that time. And quite frankly, if you don't mind, I'll tell you a real quick story. I was practicing law, and there was a big case that I was ready to try, and I was very proud of the trial, and I invited my boss and some of my colleagues. We went to the trial. I won the trial. I was very happy. I decided I was going to take everybody to lunch, and we took everybody to lunch, and as soon as lunch was over, we were going back out onto the sidewalk, where I fell down several concrete steps because I wasn't using a white cane. And I you know, found out in a real significant way that simply knowing the philosophy and having a good attitude isn't quite enough. Skills and alternative techniques of blindness are really critical.
Boy, and so many of us have those stories, don't we?
We do.
About where, you know, we just can be successful in so many parts of our lives, but until we deal with the vision loss and start using that cane and admitting to the world that we can't see that well.
I got a call. I started learning about the National Federation of the Blind training centers, and was fortunate enough to go down to Ruston, Louisiana, to one of our NFB centers. Mm-hmm. And that's where I began learning Braille, learning to use the white cane with real finesse and efficiency rather than just carrying it for identification. And it's really joining the good attitudes and positive philosophy about blindness with the techniques that really make me feel like a whole person and a real contributing member of society again.
It's really the combination, isn't it?
It is.
You have to believe it, and you have to believe in yourself as a blind person, not as a person who can't see very well or as a defective person, but a person who's got to do things differently. And the center really helps. What does the center do for people when you go for training?
You know, it really gives a person hope again. It's just an extension of the National Federation of the Blind. It's a real opportunity to have hope and to learn that with that good positive attitude and with the skills, you really can accomplish the things with confidence that it's okay to be a blind person. Mm-hmm. For goodness sakes, blind people are not just defective sighted people. We're contributing members of society. We do some things differently, and other things we do exactly the same way everyone else does.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's clear that you've decided to give back a lot to this organization because the organization has given you some. And one of the things that you're really involved in giving back is heading up our March for Independence. So would you tell our guests a little bit about this exciting event coming up?
I would love to. Our National Federation of the Blind March for Independence will take place on July 3, 2007 in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to have an early morning march. It's going to be 5 kilometers. We expect to have at least 1,000 blind people and friends and family on the streets of Atlanta. We expect to have some dignitaries, and it's going to be an exciting event. We've never done an event like this in conjunction with our national convention before. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very excited about this march.
Atlanta will never be the same with that many blind people on the streets, won't it? Well, so what's the purpose of this March for Independence? Why are we doing it?
Well, twofold. It's really to raise the public awareness of the capabilities of blind people. Many people have the age-old myths and misconceptions about blind people that we really are incapable of doing much, certainly not holding down a job. Mm-hmm. We believe that by getting 1,000 people out on the street, walking on the streets of Atlanta, with some press and some media there, that we hope to raise the awareness that blind people are active and blind people are capable, and we're out on the street and we're united and we have good attitudes.
Yeah.
Certainly another purpose is to allow people to learn to be fundraisers and to help fund the movement of the National Federation of the Blind. You know, every charitable organization does this in one way or another. The fact that we are a charitable organization bodes well for us because mm-hmm. people really believe that we have a worthwhile mission. We help individuals with hope. We give them hope and we give them meaning to their lives. And this organization does need money to function, and so we're using this as an opportunity for people to learn to be fundraisers as well.
Yeah, so the marchers are going to be going out and asking friends and families and colleagues to sponsor them, just like a lot of other walks and runs around the country. And how's this money going to be used? What is it going to benefit?
Well, the money is going to be used at the Jernigan Institute, in our organization of the National Federation of the Blind, and we'll use it to fund the various programs. We have programs for seniors, we have programs for college students and scholarships, we have programs for parents of blind children. I wanted to mention just a minute ago, Dr. Zabrowski, about Braille, and this is one of the things that we hope to raise the public awareness of, is mm-hmm. the use and the need for Braille and teaching Braille to children. As I mentioned, I learned Braille when I went to the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and I use Braille on a daily basis, but I would be so much more effective and efficient with reading and writing Braille had I learned it as a child.
Yeah.
And so part of what we're doing is using the funds to raise the awareness of the need and necessity for Braille for children.
Isn't that the truth? We have a lot of work to do because only 10% of blind people today read Braille. And yet a lot more Braille is available than it ever was before. So the march is going to help support the programs of the Institute, but also it's going to be helping our affiliates too, isn't it?
Much of the money that we raised with the March for Independence will be coming back to each of the affiliates. We have 52 affiliates in the United States. Uh-huh. And much of the money comes right back into the individual state affiliates to be used by them for good blindness causes.
Yeah. You know, Ron is very modest about his role in this whole effort. He is really leading the charge and coordinating a team of people, both volunteers and some of the staff here, and just doing a great job. We're working at getting sponsors as well as individual marchers, and it looks like we're going to get some great support in Atlanta too, right?
Well, we're working on some corporate sponsorship, of course, and we've got some political people there in Atlanta who have expressed mm-hmm. great interest. We have our president down at the NFB of Georgia and his vice president, Anil Lewis and Thelma Godwin, who are real instrumental in helping us with some of the real big movers and shakers in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Kevin Worley and John Perret and Christy Bowman and Jerry Lazarus and you and Joanne Wilson, many staff people here at the National Center are helping with this event. It's a very exciting thing to be doing, and it's a worthwhile cause. We've got to get Braille into the hands of children. We've got to help adults become employed and the public have a better awareness of the capabilities of blind people.
That's right. So if people want to march, want to be a part of this, what do they do?
Well, about 430 people already know because they have registered for the march. Uh-huh. We expect to have over 1,000 people register for the march and march with us. You go to the webpage, the nfb.org webpage, right on the front page, there's a link to register as a marcher. And I'd like to say also, Dr. Z, that right on the front page of our, right on the homepage of the mm-hmm. nfb.org webpage, is a link to sponsor a marcher. It's a very, very easy thing to do to get somebody to sponsor you in an event. Mm-hmm. Other organizations do this. We sometimes are a little leery about asking for money. But when you explain our cause, people are very willing to sponsor you in your efforts to be in the March for Independence.
It really works. You know, we were talking earlier about how we just simply give our friends this little card that's got information about it. And I've just found great success. So have you. It's a real doable kind of thing. We just simply say, here's some information about the march. Why don't you sponsor me? So people can go online, they can also send in a check too.
They can send in a check, and many of the contributions that we've received so far have come in by check with one of these little business cards attached. And if you can get these business cards by registering online, and as soon as you register, you'll be sent a packet, and in that packet are some of these little business cards, and it's a two-part business card. And you give it to the person, they fill out one part with their contribution and send that in with their check, and they keep the other part for their receipt. It's a very easy and simple thing to do.
It really works, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we encourage all of you to join us, either by becoming a marcher or by sponsoring someone to be a marcher. And if you don't know a blind person and you want to sponsor someone, you can simply indicate that you want to sponsor one of our young people that maybe hasn't raised very much money, and we'll just put it in their little credit line. And so it's real exciting. And Ron, I want to thank you again for your leadership in this effort and for your willingness to give back in a really big way.
The National Federation of the Blind is a major factor in the happiness and joy that I feel in my life and in my family's life. Yeah. And anything I can do to give back to this organization is certainly a pleasure, and I appreciate being here with you.
Good. Thanks a lot. That's it for today. Thank you all for tuning in, and stay tuned for another Straight Talk about vision loss. See you next time.